for the last 10 minutes of this segment, this first hour. Smoke on the water. Remind me, today is officially Don't Leave the House on Friday Without Your Weed Day. You'll be waiting for me when I get home. Loading my guns. Hey, what a great reminder to Black History Month then in Chicago. Laquan McDonald shot 14 times laying on the street after the first couple shots. Set free. Isn't that amazing? Kind of coordinate that with like the beginning of, what was he released on the first of the month? Oh, wow. What a coincidence, huh? Served half of his 7-year sentence. Jeez, if I was a cop, I wouldn't want him back on duty with me at all. You see the pictures of that guy? He doesn't look like a German foot soldier. I mean, you could just look at some people. I'm sorry, but I can. Not some people, I said. But given the situation that he had just put 16 rounds into a young black man on, 17 years old, for Christ's sake. And the lies by the police. Oh, yeah, he didn't make any effort to have a confrontation with the police. He was trying to get away from him. Know who he is. You can talk to him later, right? You can, just make sure that he's not, you can survey him. Words that matter. You mentioned borders. Yes. And I made a sign back in 2011, I think. The only borders are in their minds. Because what were the borders when white people got here? Huh? Somebody there telling you you couldn't come in? Actually, some of you were welcomed. Oh, history of America. Let's make sure we don't allow anybody the facts or the truth about our past. Our past, okay, as a nation. Not mine. I had nothing to do with that. I don't have any guilt. I have shame and embarrassment for the people that just can't get on board with the rest of humanity. This is just awful. Another young man shot by the police in Madison. I'm just, when Tony Robinson was murdered, I had friends whose children were friends with him, and I had met him on two occasions. I never felt threatened by him being in the room with me. It was just sad. I mean, 7 rounds, 1 in the head. And yeah, he was afraid. Cop was afraid. Okay, so why would you have a cop that's afraid if you're going to run with that? I mean, do you guys, like, when you hire him, you say, are you afraid? I mean, are you afraid to walk down, I guess most of you that have these ideas of what it's like to be brown, or you think you know what it's like, and yet you've never walked down a street in a community like that. And if you had, you probably were nervous. Not me, man. I mean, yeah, I could run into some bad guy there, right? I can't run into a bad guy in a white neighborhood. But I don't live in fear, man. When you live in fear, it's like dogs. They just, they know you're afraid. It's on now. Don't act like you're from somewhere else. Act like you're a human being. I'm not telling you got to go into the darkest recesses late at night to find out what it's like to live there. But you should understand. I mean, I grew up in the time, nobody locked their doors. Remember that? Nobody took the keys out of their cars. By the way, white people steal more cars than any other race. What do you think of that? It's not about the color of the skin, folks. It's about, conditions that people live in and things that could be corrected that the Republican Party totally works against. And then, of course, you got your centrist Dems. And that's thanks to those guys, I figured out I'm not a Democrat. I'm neither. I like that independent thing because I am independent of this. I make my own decisions. Nobody tells me what's right and wrong. There is no left and right. Damn it. There's only right and wrong. And when you compromise, you're doing wrong to somebody. And that's been this nation since day one. Yeah, what a great place, huh? For some people, as long as we harm others to get there. I don't know how anybody could become a billionaire. Nobody works that hard. That's impossible. I'd have to have 100 me's working, you know, 24/7 to make that kind of money. So yeah, let's stop using another word that I keep seeing on the news, and you bastards keep repeating it for these corporations. Worker shortage. No. How about a pay shortage? How about an income shortage? How much did you make last year, big boy? And how many vacations did you take? And geez, how many hours did you actually log? I mean, real, you know, where you had to do something. This is criminal. Economic. You know, these white collar crimes are what lead to all the blue collar crimes. And the funny part is they never get prosecuted in the white collar crimes. Not very many. Oh, you got to pay back a third of the money you stole. They don't ever have to pay it all back. They don't have to go to prison. And when they do, it's, you know, oh, get up, have breakfast, and then head on out to the little tennis court they got it for us. Got to treat people right, you know. These white-collar crimes, they don't end up in the, you know, private prisons for profit, man. They go to country club prisons. I suppose they're paid by taxpayers, too, you know. Used to love this state. Still do, actually, but it's getting harder. It's getting harder and harder. There's only a couple things keeping me here right now, and I may leave. I don't know. We'll have to see how... Well, one day at a time, right? Today I'm here. And I'm not ready for tomorrow yet. But I am ready for people to get up and join in. There's a lot of good people in this world. See them every day. I see more good people than people that aren't good. Can't say that on the highway, though. I mean, really got to do something about this. Okay? I mean... Protect and serve. There's none of that going on the highways. The roads are in bad shape anyway, right? Because the Republicans defunded. Hey, defund the highways. Well, it bothers you when they say defund the police, which is another word that should have never been said that way, right? Reform the police. And I already told you, with all the tickets I see flying by me every day, you could fund yourselves too. Then we could get some stuff done. Then you guys could have a surplus, and we could put it back into the community. Because that's where it needs to go. It doesn't need to go to the police departments. It needs to go to the communities that they serve. And enough of this having a guy live in another county and be a policeman somewhere else. Pretty easy to do something to somebody and then go to another county and go to sleep at night, right? Seen enough of that. Hey, man, I can't wait till we get back. We're going to have Matt Rothschild for the final hour of Matt Flynn Direct for this week. Thanks.